fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
Honey, good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, shocking upset in the heavyweight division. Andy Ruiz takes the heavyweight belts from Anthony Joshua over the weekend at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Let's back it up a little bit, Nnamdi. I know you were planning to be ringside in New York. Why did you cancel your trip to the Big Apple?
Sonny, I had a feeling there will be this situation where I don't want to be in the house when Anthony Joshua will get bombed. And exactly what happened, I decided to cancel my ringside pass, my air tickets, and my hotel room. I had a feeling this will come. And I kept saying it before this fight. This is a dangerous fight. And the outcome, I was not shocked. But what really shocked me was that the whole boxing community and all the gurus picked Anthony Joshua to destroy Andy Ruiz. That's the shocking part about it. Everybody picked Anthony Joshua to destroy Andy Ruiz. That was not the outcome that everybody expected.
Before the fight, you said several times that Ruiz was a dangerous opponent for Anthony Joshua. You say you weren't shocked by the result, and yet some are calling it the biggest upset since Buster Douglas knocked out Iron Mike Tyson in Tokyo back in 1990. How would you rate this victory by Ruiz?
Sonny, this is the biggest upset in boxing, hands down. Remember, this upset happened now in the digital age. Remember, this upset happened in front of the whole world. The knockouts and the knockdown has been looped around. It's been on all the sports shows. It's been on Twitter, Instagram. If we're talking about the money lost and the shock, I think this one stands out, and this is number one loss in the fight game. People are still talking about this. The fight game is still in shock. The Buster Douglas situation, it was okay. Not everybody saw it. But those that did not see it on the zone were able to watch clips on Twitter and on the sports shows, on ESPN. That was the talk of the whole world. So I would say this is number one. Nothing will come close to this, hands down.
Andy Ruiz, he described himself as a fat boy after his victory, Nnamdi, but the fat boy showed he does have fast hands. He knocks down AJ four times. What were the keys to Andy Ruiz's victory?
Go back and look at the third round. Anthony Joshua had him on the floor. Joshua moved in for the kill to take him out. He moved in with no defense. And what Andy Ruiz did was to land a well-placed punch behind the head of Anthony Joshua. And look closely, right after that, Anthony Joshua did not know where he was. He didn't even know he was in the garden. And he even asked his trainer, why am I feeling this way? And he came back to the corner. The trainers had no clue. So that punch in the third round, remember, when he landed that punch and he came back, he dropped Anthony Joshua again. And Anthony Joshua was not ready to fight. Even the fans felt that he quit. But when anybody hits you behind the head, I've been in the game, I know, it's like an electric shock. Everything changes. And that's what happened. Everything went downhill from the third round. That's why I'm so upset, because Joshua's team, if they had done their homework, this is the last guy they want to put in front of Anthony Joshua. In the fight game, Sonny, we say styles make fights, you know. And a common sense man in the game, you should not have put your fighter in a fight whereby he would have looked so bad. It was so painful to watch, Sonny, because I almost cried. There was no need for this to happen. And Sonny, if you remember, we talked about closing shop, moving everything back to UK once Baby Miller failed the drug test. Put him back in the UK, he will do 80,000, do 100,000. And I've said it so many times, Anthony Joshua, don't need America.
The Voice of America.
You bring him here in front of 22,000 people. He got dropped four times. The brand has been damaged badly. The promoter needs to be fired.
That promoter, Eddie Hearn. So you feel like Hearn and AJ's team failed him.
Anthony Joshua's trainer, Robert McCracken, his promoter, Eddie Hearn, they failed Anthony Joshua. They all must go. If you're talking about a rematch and you want to go back with the same team, a good example is Isaac Dobie. You remember, Sonny? You remember what you said with the fight with Isaac Dobie going for a direct rematch? That would be the biggest mistake. Changes must be made if you're talking about a rematch with Andy Ruiz. Because if those changes are not made, the first fight went 7 rounds, right, Sonny? The rematch, I bet you, will not go 4. Changes must be made immediately. Here was a quote from Lennox Lewis. You cannot go to university with your third grade teacher. You need a professor. His trainer, Robert McCracken, has been with him since his Olympic days. Don't you think a change is deserved?
Namdi, what about that rematch? Ruiz said he'd love to see it take place in Mexico, and Hearn has said it'll take place in the United Kingdom. Where do we stand with a Ruiz-Joshua rematch?
Sonny, don't forget, right now, one promoter owns all the belts, Al Haymon. Al Haymon owns Andy Ruiz. Remember, Andy Ruiz has 4 belts. Al Haymon owns Deontay Wilder. Al Haymon can put Andy Ruiz against Deontay Wilder right here at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, which holds 100,000 people. Don't forget, Andy Ruiz now has Mexican fan base, and they're the number one boxing fan. Andy Ruiz may not even need to go to the UK. But if he goes to the UK, you have to give him at least $40 million. You must put down the dough, $40 million. He only made $4 million Saturday night. That's boxing for you. You must guarantee him at least $40 million if you want those belts back, because it will not be easy for Anthony Joshua and his team to get back those 4 belts.
Namdi, you mentioned Deontay Wilder. What's been his reaction to this huge upset victory by Andy Ruiz?
Well, what do you expect from Deontay Wilder? He calls Anthony Joshua a pretender, not a real champion, and Anthony Joshua is scared to fight him. But, you know, that's, everybody's shocked. And he saw his own big payday go up in smoke, because Deontay Wilder against Anthony Joshua will have guaranteed Deontay Wilder at least $100 million, Sonny. So he was not happy. So he just said a few bad jabs at AJ. But he got hurt himself from the payday that was up in smoke.
Anthony Joshua has many fans in Nigeria, Namdi. Can you sample some of their reaction?
I am really shocked with what's coming out from my country, Nigeria, with the fans. People are saying, oh, it was a fix, so that they could do a rematch. My people, I said it before this fight. Boxing is not wrestling. Go back and look at Anthony Joshua's ring walk. Compare it to the past ring walk. We didn't have what we have, the Niger swagger. The Niger swagger is when you walk into the ring, you're ready to destroy. He didn't have that. You look at him looking around the ring, he was not focused. It was a lackluster performance. But now stories are coming out about what happened in Miami, what happened in New York. These stories we are hearing now that he was dropped in camp by a sparring partner, because we saw pictures from camp and there were bruises on his face. And he was asked what happened to him. He said, oh, it was a shine here and there. But now we're getting, so we have not gotten all the full story of what happened in Miami training camp, but some of it are trickling out. Some like, I had a panicked attack in the dressing room in New York before the fight. That was why he was not even there. What we saw there was just a totally different fighter.
AJ looked gassed by the third round in New York, just gasping for breath. Your thoughts on his conditioning?
There was no conditioning. That's why I said the conditioning coach and the nutritionist must be fired. And remember, there were commercial obligations when he came into New York. He was doing television interviews. He was doing selfie with fans. He was out on the radio doing this and that. It's just what happened to Lennox Lewis when he was shooting Ocean 11 in Las Vegas. And he had his fight in Johannesburg with Hasim Rahman. And he ended up being knocked out in the fifth round, you know, because there was no focus. That's what happened. Eddie Hearn and Matchroom Boxing were busy polishing the brand, but they forgot to have this man in a really good condition to fight.
Will AJ be able to come back from this humiliating defeat?
He can come back if he makes the necessary changes we talked about. If you come back with the same team, trainer, everybody that took you to Madison Square Garden and brought you to New York, no matter if, even if the fight was held in your bedroom, Mexican warriors, they are not scared. Andy Ruiz is called a destroyer for a reason. He only lost one fight in 33 fights. He has 22 knockouts. He's got your number now. He won't fight you from outside. He will stay inside and damage your ribs. And then he knows that when he hits you, you will wobble and go. So a rematch clause and or no rematch clause, taking you to the UK, bad decision. If I'm in this team, I will put him in with two soft touch, two easy knockouts, wait for what happened between Andy Ruiz and Deontay Wilder, fight the winner. But now going for your belt and you get knocked out again, that's the end of the road for my homeboy. I don't want to see that.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The National Basketball Association Finals resume Wednesday night in the western U.S. city of Oakland, California. That's where the Golden State Warriors will host the Toronto Raptors in Game 3 of the Best of 7 Championship Series, which is tied at 1-1. The defending champion Warriors are bidding for their fourth NBA title in the past 5 years, while the Raptors are in the NBA Finals for the first time in club history. Just as the NBA Finals tipped off, the league announced that Amadou Gallo Fall is the first president of the Basketball Africa League. The new professional league will feature 12 clubs from across Africa, and it's scheduled to begin play in January 2020. With more on Fall's appointment, here is Michael Mugisha in Kigali, Rwanda.
The NBA announced Senegalese native and basketball executive Amadou Gallo Fall as the president of the new Basketball Africa League. Fall, who joined the NBA in January 2010, is responsible for helping set up the league's office in Johannesburg, South Africa, as of May 2010, where he has been managing director and vice president for over 8 years. Amadou directed the NBA's grassroots basketball development initiatives and partnerships with marketing, media, and consumer product companies in Africa.
It's an interesting progression, having the opportunity to continue the narrative. We started focus on grassroots development. Obviously, we were fortunate to tick a lot of boxes and have contributed in tremendous interest in the sport, both from young people participating and fans following the game, all the great events we've organized. I think now having this elite professional league can then complete the pathway to grow the entire ecosystem. This is really what we set out to do. We wanted to grow the sport, not just at grassroots level. That was an important step, but now linking it all the way up to the professional ranks. And I'm very excited about the opportunity to, continue the building process.
According to Nigerian professional basketball executive and president of the Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri, Amadou Fall has done a great deal of work and sees the Basketball Africa League as one that could bring about change on the continent of Africa.
I think Amadou Fall has done great work. I think there are other leagues in Africa that we even come, and work with this. For me, the timing of this, there has to be progress in what we do. So whether we're building camps, or clinics. We got to a level where we just needed a league. I hope that with this, we can challenge like the borders in Africa.
The announcement about the NBA and FIBA's launch of the Basketball Africa League, which would mark the NBA's first collaboration to operate a league outside of North America, was made at the NBA All-Star 2019 Africa Luncheon in Charlotte. NBA's Vice President for Africa went on to explain that the league's first priority is to grow the level of talent on the continent.
A roster of 12, 8 of the players will be local players from that country. And then the 4 others could be imports from Africa, certainly, and also from anywhere around the world. But the bottom line is the vast majority of the players participating in this league are going to be from Africa, because our number one priority is to really grow the sport, grow the level of talent on the continent.
Under Fall's leadership, the NBA has expanded its grassroots and elite development efforts across the continent, including the Junior NBA, Basketball Without Borders Africa, and the NBA Academy Africa. This year, the NBA plans to reach more than 2.5 million boys and girls aged 16 and under through their junior NBA programs in 21 African countries. According to recording artists Casper Nyovest from South Africa and Vanessa Mdee from Tanzania, the new league will create new opportunities for athletes and synergies with other arts, including music.
I grew up playing as well, and I had the dream to be part of the NBA, but to have something like this coming to the continent should be something that's going to create opportunity and keep dreams alive, you know. As much as these kids would love to play in the NBA, they'd have something to look up to and to function with at home. So I think it's an amazing opportunity that they've created, an amazing platform.
In Africa, we were so late to appreciate creative intelligence as well as physical intelligence. And when we speak of physical intelligence, I'm talking about sportsmen and women across the globe who are just naturally gifted but don't have the platforms or the opportunities. So this is that, exactly. And it's up to us to now look at it as, okay, these are careers that can be had by young Africans. Professional athletes, professional entertainers.
With the Basketball Africa League set to host up to 12 club teams across the continent, including those from Rwanda, we spoke to a basketball enthusiast from Kigali for their take on the recent developments.
I think what's happening presents a big opportunity to Rwanda. When you look back at the kind of investments the country has made in the sports industry, one would say they are very strategic. In about 3 years, the country has built a state-of-the-art cricket grounds in Gahanga. About 5 football grounds are under construction across the country. And as a stepping stone into the world of basketball, the $2 million Kigali Arena. So the league will definitely have an impact on talent's development, the performance of our teams, and expose our players to foreign markets and ultimately create jobs for Rwandans and Africans in general. And with Amadou's track record, the future of the game is a lot brighter.
The Basketball Africa League is set to kick off early January 2020. In the meantime, Amadou Galofol will assume his role as the BAL president immediately while assisting in the transition and search for a new managing director of the NBA in Africa. Michael Mjisha.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In football news, my colleague Gwen Uten joins us now with a report on Qatar and the next two FIFA Club World Cup tournaments. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Members of the FIFA Council have convened in Paris, France, where they have appointed Qatar as host of the 2019 and 2020 Club World Cup tournaments. On Tuesday, FIFA President Gianni Infantino spoke at the Asian Football Confederation's Extraordinary Congress and said the focus of world football will turn to Asia over the next 4 years.
You are a solid confederation. You are working hard. You have great competitions as well. And the future is certainly bright, and I'm looking very much forward to continue working for you. I would like to thank all of you as well, obviously, for your support to myself and to FIFA. As I said, I'm looking very much forward to be working in the next 4 years together with you and to do fantastic things for Asian football and for world football.
The two Club World Cup editions will act as test events leading up to the 2022 World Cup tournament, which Qatar is also set to host. FIFA had plans to expand the tournament to include 48 teams, but recently concluded the host country could not accommodate a larger tournament with its neighboring countries, and the plans were dropped. FIFA's decision was addressed on Monday by Hassan Al-Thawadi, the General Secretary of the Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy for Qatar 2022.
And simply put, when it came to Qatar, co-hosting, there was obviously challenges addressed in there. In terms of us hosting it ourselves, we needed more time to perform the study to actually identify it. So I think more than anything else, it was an issue of time.
The council is in Paris ahead of the 69th FIFA Congress, where President Gianni Infantino is set to be reelected unopposed as head of the World Soccer's governing body. Victor Montagliani, president of the Confederation of North Central American and Caribbean Association Football, said despite any criticism against the incumbent, Infantino has done a fantastic job in his first term, and there is no reason for anyone to run against him.
I think when somebody's doing a great job and doing well, I think they should be rewarded with that. I think, we don't run the government here. We don't have political parties. And sure, in the country, you have an election every, 4 years or 5 years or whatever it is. That's not what we run. This is a sporting organization. Everybody has a right to run. But in the same token, I think you have to balance democracy with also institutional stability. And I think the members know that. And there's no reason for anybody to run against him because he's done a fantastic job. Nobody's perfect, and he'll be the first one to tell you nothing's perfect, and there's probably some things he would look at and say, maybe I would have done it differently, but I think the facts are the facts. Revenues are increased. The image of FIFA is a lot better than it was when he took over. The Russia World Cup was, not arguably, I think it was the best World Cup ever put on, not only obviously the great games that we have, but off the field as well. The facts are very simple, and he's done a great job, and he's going to get another term here and with the support of 211 members.
The FIFA Congress is scheduled for Wednesday, 2 days before the opening ceremony kicks off for the 2019 Women's World Cup on June 7th in Paris. I'll have more sporty news to come. Sonny, back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. As Gwen mentioned, the Women's World Cup football tournament kicks off Friday at 1900 hours UTC GMT when the hosts, France, take on the South Korean squad. The two teams last faced each other in the knockout stage of the 2015 World Cup in Canada, where France picked up a 3-0 victory. On Saturday, two African teams start their World Cup campaigns as South Africa plays Spain and Nigeria goes up against Norway. South Africa, led by 2018 African Women's Footballer of the Year Thembi Gatlana, will be appearing in the Women's World Cup for the first time in the nation's history. In contrast, Nigeria will be making their eighth consecutive Women's World Cup appearance. The Nigerian women will look to advance out of the group stage after failing to do so at the last World Cup. A third African squad, Cameroon, clashes with Canada on Monday. Cameroon's all-time leading scorer, Madeleine Ngonomane, will look to lead her team to a second straight knockout stage. The United States enters the tournament as the favorite. The USA is the number one ranked team in the world and the defending World Cup champions. However, the other 23 contenders will be looking to knock off the high-octane Americans. And that wraps up the June 4th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, an examination of the presidential elections in Malawi and South Africa. Peter Mutharika and Cyril Ramaphosa both won. But do their victories reflect the will of the people? The power of incumbency on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
This is Science in a Minute.
Did you know that you have a built-in network of biological clocks, which over a roughly 24-hour cycle regulates a variety of processes such as behavior, physiology, and metabolism? This system of clocks is usually synchronized with our body's master clock located within the brain's hypothalamus. Scientists have suspected that these individual clocks can operate independently of the master clock. To test this theory, researchers from Spain and the U.S. stopped the circadian system of specially bred mice. Then they activated individual clocks in the liver. While all the other clocks had been disabled, the researchers found that the liver continued to keep its circadian rhythm and performed its critical functions. The researchers say that their work could help scientists learn more about circadian rhythms, the aging processes, and a person's general well-being. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.